This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 11th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the tariff battle between the U.S. and Canada took another step today. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll double planned tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel, sticking with a trade war despite the drop in the stock market. Then north of the border, incoming Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said today his government will keep tariffs in place until Americans show respect and commit to free trade after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened historic financial devastation for Canada. Carney, who will be sworn in as Justin Trudeau's replacement in the coming days, said Trump's latest tariffs are an attack on Canadian workers, families, and businesses. He added, "My government will keep our tariffs on until Americans show us respect and make credible, reliable commitments to free and fair trade." In addition to crop and livestock farmers concerned about the tariff war, California almond growers are wondering how their access to global markets may be impacted by tariffs. With more than three-fourths of California's almond crop headed for export, tariffs could impact where the nut is headed and send ripple effects through the state's economy, experts said. The state is the biggest producer of the world's almonds, accounting for about 80% of the global supply. China's already responded to Trump's move by raising tariffs on almonds. Colin Carter, ag economist and professor emeritus at University of California, Davis, said if a trade war ripples to India, the European Union, and the Middle East, California almond industry will suffer dramatically. He said the price will fall even further and there'll be farms for sale up and down the valley. The Senate Ag Committee held another hearing today on the status of the farm economy. Iowa loan officer Caleb Hopkins told Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman and other committee members that the ag economy is worsening.
And what we're seeing is continued significant earned net worth losses across the board. Talking to lenders down in that area, and as well as what I'm seeing in Midwest, is certain parts of the southeast part of the country are on year two, three, if not four of losses, and having to, bankers are starting to have workout plans. Have uncomfortable conversations on what is the end game here. When I look at the Midwest coming through renewal season, we were able to get all of our renewals completed this year, but those conversations are, what is the burn rate of working capital? And it's creeping up on us much faster. And when I was here last summer, I was hearing that from across the country, and it's hitting home right now.
Hopkins said reference prices and crop insurance are important tools for farmers and their lenders.
It is a tool that also puts the power back in the producer's hands. They have the opportunity to look at different coverage levels and make those decisions about their operation. Not only on the risk management side, it also creates marketing opportunities for producers when it comes to marketing those crops proactively throughout the year. So that level of certainty helps bankers make that decision as we look at renewing operating lines. Reference prices combined with crop insurance are the two most important tools that bankers have.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley today said biofuel plants are sitting idle because bureaucracy failed.
The Biden administration screwed the whole industry, 4C shutdown. Now we're hoping with this new administration, we've got a chance to win that market back and open these plants up. We were stuck at 3.1 billion gallons a year for 3 years. We want to get that up to 5.2 billion gallons RVOs under this new administration. We have that capacity. It'll open these plants up, and very important that we start talking about that and lobbying that with the EPA.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.